Hello, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Henry, and this is The Perch. I will be your host today. You can call me The Condor if you would like. It is just me on this show. It is a brand new show. This is the very first episode. I've got a lot of great songs lined up for all you guys out there, and I can't wait to get started. So here we go. You just heard Arrows by Foo Fighters, and that was from their brand new album, Concrete and Gold. I listened to the entire thing this past weekend, and I can honestly say that it is an incredible album, and I highly recommend that anybody with an interest in the Foo Fighters listen to it as well. This next one is called Mostly, and it's by Repeat Repeat on their brand new album, Floral Canyon. They released it a while ago. I think it was very, very popular, but it did not get much traction, all in all. But this song in particular is very, very good. I've listened to a couple new songs on their new album as well, and they're also very, very good, and I highly recommend it. Here it is. This is Mostly by Repeat Repeat. Hello, you just heard Mostly by Repeat Repeat and One in a Million by Apollo LTD. Right now, I'm going to take the time to do a couple of PSAs. Here we go. Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger, and without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by the Feeding America and the Ad Council. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities to support them, to challenge them, to push them a little, and do whatever it takes to make it through. Because this is one statistic we can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. So those were some PSAs. We are required to do those for at least 3 minutes every hour. And I just did probably about a minute's worth of them. So you've got a couple more minutes to look forward to later on. But right now we're going to move on to our next song. It is a brand new song by Maggie Rogers. She is awesome. If you have not heard of her, I definitely recommend checking her out. But this is a brand new song of hers, and it's called Split Stones.
I can sing out your been on split stones, trying to make it so we could play love. Picking at our souls like we didn't know, just like we were only playing with the sound. Trying to control what was so low, but I never knew how then to just go let it out. In time.
Could fight, if you could choose, if you could say all the things you wanted to, if you couldn't lie, if you would only move like you had something to lose, if you could cry, if you couldn't sleep it off, if you could feel everything.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. You have been listening to The Perch, and I am your host, Henry Condon, a.k.a. The Condor. In that block, you just heard Split Stones by Maggie Rogers and True Feeling by... I'm actually not sure whether it's Galantis or Jalantis. I've always gone with Galantis. Or Jill, I don't know. I've never known which is correct, and I've never actually bothered to find out which is correct, but that was True Feeling by Jalantis. We're going to go with Soft G on this one. That's off their new album, The Aviary, which is actually very, very good. I highly recommend checking it out. Jalantis has done songs like Runaway, You and I. That one is incredibly well known, and if you have not heard that and are into any kind of electronic dance music, then I highly recommend checking that one out as well. This next block, we've got The Evil Has Landed by Queens of the Stone Age off their new album Villains, as well as Pizza by Martin Garrix. That's a new symbol from him. Here we go.
Close. Come close.
lyrics. That was an amazing song. You just heard Pizza by Martin Garrix. Wow. That is a fully instrumental song made by an amazing Swedish DJ, Martin Garrix. It is a single that he just released, and I like to think of it as, like, he was trying to make an ode to the concept of pizza, and he just made this amazing upbeat song. All of his other music is also great, and I highly recommend checking it out if you are interested in electronic dance music, as I am. The song you heard before that was called The Evil Has Landed. That was by Queens of the Stone Age off of their brand new album, Villains. They released The Evil Has Landed a bit earlier, I think like maybe a couple weeks or a month ago, as a single, and it is now on their new album. It is a very good song as well, and the rest of their and the rest of Villains is also incredibly good. On this next block, we've got Honeymoon by Some Kinda Wonderful and I'm Not Through by OK Go.
Thank you.
You just heard Honeymoon by Some Kinda Wonderful. I wanted to take this time in the middle of this block. Sorry to interrupt this that amazing block we got going on. The next song up is I'm Not Through by OK Go. But I just wanted to take the opportunity to read a couple more PSAs. This one is titled Your GED. If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from level one gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp, I don't know who that is, all the way to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. Oh, that would be very insane to hear a pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council of Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by the Save the Children. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council. That was a very sad PSA. Honestly, any bit anybody can do to help anyone out is a good deed, and I respect that. Help your neighbor. All right, let's go on to the next song. This is I'm Not Through by OK Go. You just heard I'm Not Through by OK Go and Lorelei by Them Vibes. You are currently listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is your perch and I'm your host, Henry Condon, a.k.a. The Condor. And just so you know, you're more than welcome to check us out on our website, WJRH.org. In fact, I'm advertising that you guys please go and check out our website, WJRH. It's actually a lot of fun, and there's a live broadcast going on right now of whatever's playing. So if you were to go on there, right now, you'd be able to see my show is up and what I'm currently playing. This last final block of two songs I've got coming up is actually great. I love it a lot. I've got New Fang coming up next by Them Crooked Vultures, and eventually by Tame Impala. New Fang is one of my favorite songs. In general, I've found it very, very recently, though. It's by Them Crooked Vultures, made up of Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age, Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters and Nirvana, and John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin. He really doesn't need that much of an introduction, though, and neither does Dave Grohl. But this is honestly just an incredible trio of guys that formed this great, great band, Them Crooked Vultures. They only released one album in 2009, but every single song on it is actually amazing. And this is one of my favorites from there. Here we go.
but I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too. Said I know that I'll be happier, and I know you will too. If I
just heard Eventually by Tame Impala and New Fang by Them Crooked Vultures. And that just about wraps up my entire show. This has been the very first episode of The Perch, and I am your host, Henry Condon, a.k.a. The Condor. Tune in next Saturday from 2 to 3 if you would like to hear more of The Perch. This has been a lot of fun, you guys. Can't wait for you all to tune in next week, and I can show you some great new tunes. Once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been The Perch.